Start?
Yeah.
Okay, to go on the in, you know, Malbi Pnei Chavoya Barabin, which we learned out in this week's Parsha, right? He mutseis, v'hi sholcha al chamiya leimor, l'mi asher eila loy anoichi hara, v'atoymer hakir no, l'mi ha'choysemes v'apsilim v'amata ha'eile. So the Gemara says that, you see, she would let herself get thrown into the fire better than be Malbin Pnei Yehuda Barabin. So just for the pshat and the pasuk, the Sifsei Chacham already explains, how do you know that she really would have let herself go in the fire? Maybe she, you know, gave him a chance. You know, you admit. And if not, I'll have to. So he says that you can tell because the Gemara Taisus Darshins, he mutseis, is written without an aleph, which means from a lashon vayatzes, she was being burnt. She was already like right there. There was no time. No, there was no second chances. It was 3 seconds before. That's it. There was no chances. Okay, so from here we say noyach lo adam. Fine, to go into the fire, then not be malbim pnei chaver barab. Now there are three. Before I get, I'm just saying there's three shitas. There's the shita of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, which there's no mention of this whatsoever, and therefore the poskim say that this is entirely forbidden. It is usur gomer to give up your life to not embarrass somebody. You're killing yourself. You're not allowed to do it.
How do they know it?
Well, I mean, the Gemara brings this pot. The Gemara's Mikan Amru.
That's the last one that the Gemara brings, because it goes through the series.
I think. I don't remember.
Three cases, though, that the Gemara brings.
Yeah, I don't remember it. Okay.
Remember it, I'll go
okay, I think that's. Okay, that's. But the Rambam brings Aser. Okay. Then you have how the Pnei Yeshua learns. He learns that the pshat is, it's not achiv, but it's not asar either. It's a midas chasidus. You can do it if you want. And she did it. And then you have what the Velt calls the shita of Taisvis and Rabbeinu Yoina, who hold that it is achiv. It's yehorig valiyavar. A person is mamish yehorig va'al yavar. He has to die and not embarrass somebody. Which is. My chazis is the other way. That's when you have to be hard.
You shouldn't kill somebody else.
Don't kill him.
You're killing him.
It's like you're killing him.
Right.
And interesting enough, the Arch Lener, who's usually like more moderate or whatever, like he paskins that way. His shita is that Ladina, Lamaisa, that is the din. But everyone else, like there nowadays, Paiskim, like Rosh Hashanah Mizam, and all of them go, no way. Okay.
But the first,
so,
like the Rambam, or like, the middle level?
I don't remember.
Ah.
I don't, but for sure there's no Chiyuv. Okay. So now that we have that, we'll go one by one. Let's first go with the shita that says it's Aser. It's Aser because you're not allowed to kill yourself. So then how did Tamar do it? And it's Aser. Right? So the Meshech Chochma, or Meir Simcha, writes, he's going with the Shita that's Aser. He says, because she was a Ben Noyach, and a Ben Noyach is allowed to be Machmer. A Ben Noyach is allowed to be Moiser Nefesh, even for extras. Okay. Oh, because they have no b'chayba. Oh, so now the thing is like this.
Why isn't it Kedusha
Kala and Kedusha Chamura? There's no such.
He does a Meisur Nefesh for something. That guy's Meisur Nefesh. How does that look?
Well, there's no chiyah there.
No problem. No, he's dead.
Yeah. But I mean, that's only used when there's a chiyuv. We say it can't be that something which you're mechuyev, but you wanted to do it. So now like this. The shy like this. The one who started off this thing is in the Mishnah Melech. He brings out this thing that a guy is allowed to be machmer. But the pshat in the Mishnah Melech is like this. That a guy also has a heter pikuach nefesh. That's the Gemara and the Rambam Paskin. That a guy also, in a place of pikuach nefesh, does not have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. But there's a big chilik between the guy's heter and the yid's heter. The yid's heter comes from Bechayva. A yid has, that Hashem says, stay alive, I don't want you dying for the mitzvahs. And that's why we paskin that it's usur for a yid to be machmer. A yid can't be machmer. There is a machlekes in the Rishonim. What about if it would make a kiddush Hashem? Like for example, when the guy is trying to mavira al ados, he's trying to make you break Hashem's word. Some Rishonim say you can be machmer, and the Rambam says even then you can't be machmer. But let's say it's just stamazoi, right? A person is sick, right? And he doesn't want to eat chazer. So that hakol moedim, it's usur what he's doing. He's forbidden to be machmer, because Hashem said, I don't want you to be machmer. I want you to live. I want you to live and not to do, I want you to eat the chazer. So that's for sure.
I
want
to say that, but Rav Hashem wants him to be malvim b'nei chavero.
100%.
By the chazer, a body he doesn't. He wants him to eat it. Nobody wants him to eat it.
Right.
Malvim b'nei chavero is so calmer. You're saying he's.
Except for the three
aveiros.
Except for the three aveiros. Why not? I'm saying why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why are you chayim misa if it was so simple?
Why am I chayim misa?
I mean, hamalvim chavero is so such a chomer thing that we say that chayim misa.
Chayim misa. Where is the chayim misa?
Kehilu shavech dam.
But you see the chomer of it.
It is very chomer,
so
but because there's a rule. But Chai Bohem goes on the whole Torah, except for three Averis, right? I mean, there's a lot of Averis which are chomer, and he can write chazals about them, but there's a rule. V'chai Bohem, Hashem would rather have the Jew alive than anything but the three highest Averis. It's still not the three Averis.
This is
Oh, you want to say, oh, you are.